Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Data Dojo Analytics 101 with your host, Sunil Kapil. Today's topic is ZMod. ZMod is also known as Zero Moment of Truth. And this whole thought or the entire cycle of customer buying behavior was developed in 2011 by Google. This particular method or this so-called strategy revolutionized the digital marketing sphere, and it is referred to as an awareness stage in the entire buying cycle. And as per Google, at least 53% of shoppers researched before buying any product or a service. And ZMod helped the organizations to better understand what their customers want and how they search for their services or their products or whatever their offerings are. And it not only helped the services and the product companies to identify customer behaviors and patterns, it also helped them to understand their potential customers' buying behaviors. So in a nutshell, if we really have to understand what ZMod is all about, we have to dissect this entire strategy into three parts. The very first part is the stimulus, where a potential customer sees an ad on a television, in a newspaper, or talks to his or her friend about a product or a service that they want to buy. And once they are done with their discussions and the thought, the stimulus, then they move to the second stage, which is ZMod, Zero Moment of Truth. And in this particular stage, they start doing a lot of research about the service or the product that they want. What they will start doing is comparisons. They will start reading a lot about that particular product. And a lot of us, we may have seen that when we visit any online retail shop, could be an Amazon or could be eBay, based on whatever we search, it starts to give us certain recommendations based on our search. So it's not a new thing, but understanding the background of how all these recommendation engines or the suggestions that we see on these websites, they came into being, it is important to understand what exactly ZMod gave to almost all the organizations in terms of acquiring more customer base or increasing the customer base. So as we talked about, the first stage is stimulus, the second stage is zero moment of truth, and then the first moment of truth is where the customer looked at the product and visits the store or goes online and starts to shop, which means that the first moment of truth is when a potential customer ends up being a customer. So this is the entire cycle, so to say, when a customer ends up being a true customer. And I think that if we try to understand and if we try to reflect on certain analytical adventures that a lot of organizations did prior to 2011, it will give us a very clear understanding of why there was such a need of a theory like a ZMod or a strategy like a ZMod. So talking about organizations who were trying to do these kind of things prior to 2011, when this particular strategy was sort of created by Google, what comes to my mind is one of the infamously famous correlation analysis, which was done by Walmart, and it was a baby diaper and a beer correlation analysis. And this analysis can be considered as one of the rudimentary examples of ZMod, where Walmart, what they tried to did, they tried to do some in-store marketing strategy based on what if a particular thing happens, then how a customer will going to behave in terms of buying certain products. And thinking about the the baby diaper and beer correlation analysis, if we talk from the perspective of those three stages, the stimulus was pregnancy. Obviously, once your fiance, your girlfriend, or your wife gets pregnant, you're certainly happy about it, which translates into a sense of celebration to welcome the offspring, and then it results into a purchase of a baby diaper. And what Walmart did very cunningly, they placed beer cans pretty close to the baby diaper section. So it was a very crude way of doing in-store marketing, gig or a strategy. And, it garnered a lot of skepticism as well, but who cares? I mean, it worked for Walmart and they were really happy about it. And then, there were other organizations as well, and we're going to talk about it during our podcast, obviously. But it was quite obvious that Zmart literally forced almost all the organizations to redefine their marketing strategy. And why I'm saying that, because obviously when I see that, I totally understand each and every stage when a customer buys a particular product, I would like to cash upon that. I would really want to get into that cycle and place my product and services in such a strategic manner that I end up getting a lot of customers. And this particular strategy also gave a lot of emphasis to the so-called word of mouth sales technique, which was one of the triggers for a potential buying stimulus, for a lot of organizations. For instance, if I have to give an example, I will give an example of Starbucks. Starbucks is one of the proud users of this strategy, which is word of mouth, and they proudly tout about their social media presence. And they are certainly happy to announce themselves as people's brand, and no two ways about it, they are certainly popular across the globe as much as they are popular in the US or in the European geographies or any other geography. They are very popular here in India as well. And another powerful trigger included within the ambit of Zmart is our all-time favorite television. So up till now, what we have talked about, we have tried to understand what Zmart is, what are the key three stages of Zmart, and some crude examples of these kind of strategies applied by a lot of retail outlets like Walmart. We had a small sort of a discussion around Walmart's baby diaper and beer strategy as well. We talked about the Starbucks people brand, which is word of mouth sales strategy as well. And thinking about the television considered as an idiot box, but ends up offering the most insane experience in the device world, if I have to say, in terms of marketing campaigns and strategies. And one example that comes to my mind is the Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is one of the biggest, or probably was one of the biggest examples of, this medium that is the television. They have literally used television to, as a medium to acquire around 12,000 customers in just 2 days by using the, power of visual storytelling. They end up spending roughly $4,000 to create a video, and in return, what they got was kind of huge. They got 9.5 million views for their videos, 23,000 followers on Twitter, 76,000 fans on their Facebook page in just 2 days. So this is one of the examples of how or why there was a need to devise a strategy as known as Zmart, because there were certain behaviors which were showcased by the customers, and Google really wanted to understand those behaviors, and then basis those behavior, they wanted to create a strategy that can help all the organizations to skyrocket their sales, to have a better customer reach, to be able to connect with their customers obviously not only for sales but also to continuously stay in touch with their customers and keep on generating those opportunities to do upselling and to sell their services. So now we would really want to understand that within the ambit of data analytics, within the ambit of what we do day in, day out as analysts, do we have certain ways to utilize customer data to actually identify which sales medium would be more effective based on the historic data of our customers? And my answer would be yes. There are methods like simple correspondence analysis, which looks like a principal component analysis, where you can put the sales medium or the advert medium on a 2D space along with the end result, whether you were able to acquire the customer or not, and then you can see that which customer communication or contact channel generated the maximum sale. And basis this method or basis this sales strategy, you can certainly go ahead and devise a marketing strategy or a marketing campaign through which you can actually improve your sales. You know, it's a big deal to have good sales during the peak season. So, festive season is just around the corner and you want to create a particular strategy, go for simple correspondence analysis. Then the other strategy, not purely on Zmod, but a pretty good sales strategy, especially works in the retail or on the online retail stores, that is association, or so to say, market basket analysis. This could be one of the great ways of understanding customers' buying behavior. If a customer A is buying product one and product two, what is the probability that that customer will also going to buy product three? So there are a whole lot of analytical strategies along with your sales strategies that you can combine, and you can improve the performance in terms of profit of your organization. And as a data analyst, you can add some true value to your organization, and certainly you can show the power of data analytics to your organization. So with that being said, I'm gonna wrap up our podcast for today, but I'm pretty sure you must have enjoyed listening to the origins of Zmod, and on the heels of Zmod, what kind of analytical methodologies we can deploy. And we talked about the simple correspondence analysis. We talked about the market basket analysis, which are pretty close to a Zmod way of acquiring a customer and boosting your sales. So thank you very much for your time, and happy data munging.